The gospel of Jesus Christ is believed and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
I was hanging with a group of folks, wasn't going nowhere. We used to hang out at the dugout. God has redeemed all of that. But in hindsight, I would tell you in a heartbeat, get away from there. They ain't going away. They don't want anything. They talking on that level. Get away. You got vision. You got purpose. You got a future. Amen. Birds of a feather will flock together. Amen. So important. So did we see that? We're talking in the New Testament. 1 Timothy 4. And what was it? Verse 10? 14? Meditate. That's New Testament. All y'all that never read the Old Testament. That's New Testament. Same thing. See, he told the same thing to Timothy that he told to Joshua. And so that's ours. Meditate. Give yourself wholly to it. In other words, don't receive the doubt and the unbelief. You know, sometimes you come up against hurdles. That's all right. Size it up. A wise man scales the city of the mighty and casts down the confidence thereof. God will give you a strategy, a wisdom on how to get around certain things. Amen? All right, so real important. Now, I want to talk about the chosen territory, because God has chosen territory for us. What's important is the transformational shift in our thinking. There are times, as was told to Timothy, and as was told to Joshua, to stir yourself up. Amen. God told Joshua in this way, he said, have not I commanded you to be strong? Amen. I ain't asking you to be strong. Amen. I ain't suggesting you be strong. Amen. Have not, Joshua, I commanded you to be strong. Amen. You ain't got no choice but to get up and be strong. Amen. When you're afraid, you got to be strong. Amen. When you don't know the way, you got to be strong. When you messed up, you got to be strong. Amen. Why? Because God got your back. God has a territory that's chosen for you. He don't want you stopping halfway because you made a mistake, because you missed the mark. God says, don't worry about that. Listen, you're a child of destiny. I got this thing. It's imperative that I get you there. You play an important part. Don't let the devil or people make you think you're not important. You are significant. Amen. Tell somebody, I might be the toenail, but walk around here without no toenail and bump your toe. Whole body be acting up. It don't matter. We're the body of Christ. Amen. He's the head. We are the body. And it says that we're raised up together with him and seated in the heavenly realm far above. In other words, the enemy is under our feet. He's under the body. That's everybody in the body. He's under them. They are out of his reach. But you got to get your mind transformed to see it. The principle here, you won't be able to see unless you first start talking. Right now, there could be certain things you don't see. Especially pertaining to your destiny. But God works like this, like what Joshua said, meditate. You know, start talking about this. Start talking about it. Well, you know, you may start out a little shy. Well, maybe, you know, I don't know. Because there'll be people that, tend to try to discourage you, distract you, tell you that, you know, folk that, you know, act like they're listening and excited, they're not. And well, you got to be careful what you share with who you share it. Amen. Especially if it's a big dream. Amen. Amen. Because there's a lot of dream stealers. Amen. 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 Make you doubt. But then after they make you doubt, God come around after a while and say, what did I tell you?
Amen.
He'll get you back up. But don't let them distract you and delay you like that. Amen. Give yourself wholly to that. But before you see clearly, you got to talk it. That's faith. We don't walk by sight. We're not walking by what we see naturally anyway. Ephesians talked about the eyes of your understanding. And as you talk about it, as you begin to frame it, Bible says that through faith we understand the worlds were framed. Amen. You know, before you build something, you know, when they're building houses, they frame it out. Amen. Before the finished product, they frame it. The Bible says that through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by God, or the worlds were framed through the Word of God. Amen. Get that verse up for me, Hebrews 11. I'm sorry, yeah, 11 and 3. I want to quote it just right. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen, hear me, were not made of things which do appear. The worlds were framed by the word. In other words, the framework of the worlds is the word. And the things that appear were not made by things that appear. Amen. They were made by the things that don't appear. Amen. That's what, how many see words? You don't see words. It's the breath of God. It's the life of God. And when we speak words, we're framing stuff. That's why this year, this decade, the decade of the mouth, God is telling us something. That's on the original calendar. Amen. It's not on the Roman calendar. That's on the original Jewish calendar, the decade of the mouth, pay. So it behooves us to bring this into alignment with what God is saying. Amen. Why do you say you can't do certain things when the word says I can do all things through Christ? Is that what the word says? Yes. We need to eliminate, I can't. Amen. Now, it might not be for you to do, but you could do it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. It might not be in line with what God wants, but you know, instead of, I could never do. No, forget that. Get that out of your mind. Amen. You could do anything.
Amen.
Amen. As a matter of fact, you can do all things. Amen. Through Christ who will strengthen you.
Amen.
Amen. Whatever it is, you could do it. Anything.
Amen.
See, this is the mindset we must develop as our foundation to build on.
Amen.
Ain't nothing too hard for God.
Amen.
Therefore, there's nothing too hard for me.
Amen.
I'm not out to try to do everything.
Amen.
I have a path, a lane that determines my destiny. So anything in that lane, I can do it.
Amen.
Because I do it through Christ.
Amen.
It may not happen overnight, but as I keep it in my mouth. Amen. As I keep it in my mouth, it's in my heart. As I keep it in my mouth, my environment starts to respond to it. All the DNA, all the molecules, all the stuff that's in the environment starts to align, starts to shake, starts to change to what you are saying. Why? Everything is made up of the word. The air we breathe is the word. That chair you sit on is made up of the word. That jacket you got on, that shirt, those shoes, that's the word. It's the word. Everything has to respond to the word. That's how Jesus could speak to a tree. That tree wasn't nothing but the word. There's nothing that's made that was made or is that's outside of the word. Made up of the same thing. That's why he said, if you will say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and cast into the sea, and doubt not in your heart, but believe the things that you say Amen. Shall come to pass. You shall have what you say. That's, is that the word of God? Let's purpose this year to, and this may not be you, this may be you. I'm not saying it to harm you or anything, but let's not be lazy with our words or our faith. You know, let's not be passive. Let's move as God moves us, but let us not be late. Let's be diligent, disciplined. You know, continue. Don't sometimes up, sometimes down. Sometimes I don't feel like it. Sometimes I don't. You know, there are times we may not feel like, but my point is stay diligent. Don't let go. You know, instead of saying something negative and foolish and all that, don't say anything. You know, your mind is, you know, but just go to sleep or something, you know, just walk away. Just don't say anything. Amen. You know what I'm saying? Instead of letting all that out into your environment. Because see, it's gonna get intense. Because what you say is gonna be happening speedily. It's not gonna be like it was. See, you're gonna see God like you've not seen him. The closeness that he is to you is going to blow some people's minds. And I'm not talking about every Christmas. I'm talking about a walk. Amen. The one that you was meditating on when you went to sleep is going to be there when you wake up. Amen. While you brushing your teeth, he's going to be there. You know, stop by Chick-fil-A, he's there. He's everywhere. And he's always been there. But he's going to show you now. Amen. He's going to give you a little more insight to your relationship to him. Amen. And it's going to breed a confident people. Amen. They'll raise up an army of warriors. You know, we know God is with us. Amen. Ain't no stopping us now. So there's going to be, throughout this year, a shifting. And it's going to be a good thing. God's going to show more of himself to you. The mind is going to be renewed more and more. See, it's the renewed mind that we want to think from. Not the old mind. Not the carnal mind or even the natural mind. The natural mind is at enmity against God. But the renewed mind is the mind that believes and then understanding follows. Here's some food for thought. Some people command confidence. In other words, people are confident in them, or they carry confidence. They command loyalty and admiration, while some don't. And you know why? Whether you do or whether you don't, other people see in you what you see. If your self-talk is defeating and disparaging, and, you know, but you're a nice person, you love God, heart full of the word, but how are you thinking? How are you seeing you? Because that's how people are going to see you. Amen. If you're full of the Holy Spirit and yet you lack or have no confidence, people, their spirit will know that. Amen. And especially the enemy will know that. Amen. He will try to keep the word of God imprisoned in your mouth. Amen. He knows you saved, but he don't want you impacting this environment or carrying an atmosphere, which is, we have a book full of promises from God. And it's our part to implement those things in this reality.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect, that which concerns you.